This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now to the California mountains and the solution to the mystery of Steve Fawcett's disappearance. Investigators have found the wreckage of a small plane. It's been identified as the single-engine aircraft the millionaire adventurer was flying when he disappeared more than a year ago. And this afternoon, searchers also found human remains. NPR's Carrie Kahn has more from Mammoth Lakes, California.
For the past year, residents in the Sierra ski town have closely followed the search for the millionaire adventurer.
Tough mountains here.
Lynn Blanche was sipping coffee with a friend at the Stellar Cafe in Mammoth Lakes. She says the Sierra Nevada range is beautiful but dangerous. Blanche, who is a private pilot, stopped flying single-engine planes here about a year ago.
The mountain range, it sucks you in. Sometimes you can't see what's up ahead of you. If there's a little bit of wind, you just can't tell. The turbulence will grab you.
Authorities still don't know what caused Fawcett's plane to slam into the side of the mountain. Madera County Sheriff John Anderson says the fuselage burned and the engine was found several hundred feet away.
No one could have survived that crash. The impact was just too great from what I could see.
This afternoon, NTSB investigators said searchers did find some human remains at the crash site. Possibly enough to test for DNA. The wreckage itself was in a rugged mountain area where fixed-wing aircraft did 19 flyovers last year before the official search was finally called off. Jeff Page was part of that effort.
I wasn't surprised it was out here within our search area.
Page is the emergency management director in Lyons County, Nevada. He said the aircraft could never get low enough to see underneath the tree line.
We have been saying all along that somebody, a hiker, a hunter, somebody out walking in the woods is going to kick up something and give us a lead to follow.
And that's exactly what happened. Local ski shop worker Preston Morrow was hiking about 7 miles from town Monday when he found three ID cards with Fawcett's name on them and some crumbled $100 bills on the ground. He says he's relieved the Fawcett family can finally have some closure to this year-long ordeal.
I'm happy that they're finding confirmation of the wreckage. I'm happy they found that. At least, you know, they found that. I'm very happy.
Steve Fawcett's widow, Peggy, released a statement today thanking Morrow for turning in her husband's belongings. At this time, she says she isn't thinking of how he died, but more about Steve's accomplishments. And they make up a long list. After making his fortune trading futures, Fawcett embarked on setting endurance records. In 2002, he became the first person to circle the world alone in a balloon. He was inducted into the National Aviation Hall of Fame in July 2007. In an interview with NPR 2 years ago, Fawcett said he was used to the ups and downs of extreme adventures, and the last thing he was scared of was having to make a crash landing.
I enjoy this. I'm so used to things going wrong. I enjoy what I'm doing and willing to take both the good and the bad that comes with it.
Authorities say it could take months, even a full year, before investigators piece together what caused Fawcett's crash landing. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mammoth Lakes, California.